Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Kia ora, Julie. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Thank you for popping in this morning. This morning's Ready, Steady, Learn guest is Julie Schwan, who is a research fellow at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. And congratulations, you've just been awarded a $250,000 research grant to find a way to better protect the bones of children with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
That's some amazing research by the sounds of things. So what is it that you will be doing with that research grant?
So first, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Do you know what cerebral palsy means?
I don't know in a technical term, no. I know people who have had it or experienced it, but I don't know anything about it technically, no.
So cerebral palsy can be described as a baby having a stroke before, during, or right after birth. And so they have deprivation of oxygen in the brain that affects then their movement or other things, but I'm more concerned about movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so these children will grow up and they will start to walk a little bit later than other children.
Mm-hmm.
And they will start to walk differently than other children because their muscles will have spasticity or hypertrophy. And so their bone is gonna start to deform while they walk differently because they're not used to, they're made to walk normally, not differently.
Right.
And so as they grow, they deform more and more.
Right.
And then they cannot walk anymore because it's too painful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in New Zealand is they only start to be assessed and treated by the age of 6.
So what does assessment mean? What does that do?
So assessment means that if you can imagine like a movie or a game where you have motion capture cameras,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and some little balls stuck into
your
skin. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what you do with cerebral palsy.
Okay, right, right.
So you put the balls at really specific places on the knee, ankle, hip, and on your legs, and you ask them to walk, and then you look how they walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see what are the motion at the hip, knee, and ankle, and how it's different from other children.
Okay, right.
And you can think that before 6, it's difficult to take at least an hour to put the markers on the child, ask them to walk straight, mm-hmm. and things like that. So that's why it's not feasible.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming with a solution where we could wear wearable sensors.
Oh, cool, okay.
Yeah, only 8 of them on the legs and ask them to walk wherever because we won't don't need to be confined in the lab.
Yep. Like
motion capture, you need to be inside.
You need the space, yeah.
Exactly. And so we could go outside and ask them to run, if they can run or just walk, and we could have exactly the same answer.
Okay, right. So this is a wearable way of doing the same kind of assessment.
Yes.
Right.
And which is less expensive and can go anywhere in New Zealand because right now the island clinic that can assess these children is in Auckland.
Okay.
So they all have to fly with their families.
It's far out.
That's not really practical.
No, it's not. So part of your research then is that developing this technology or is the technology already there for this motion capture?
So the wearable sensors are already
there. Yep.
What you get as output from the wearable sensors, it's acceleration. And from the gyroscope, like it's the same thing that you have in your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you play,
okay,
and you can
get
angular velocity. But from that to get to what happens at your joints, there is some gap that we need to fill.
Yep.
And so that's what we're trying to get with, like trying to understand from acceleration data
mm-hmm.
to joint motion or how they walk. And we use computer models
mm-hmm.
to do that, and computer models of bones and muscles. And so the problem right now, and that's why I got awarded this grant, is that computer models is based on one cadaveric human adult.
Okay.
That does not represent what happens in a child bones or muscles.
Right.
And so we're developing an atlas of bones of children from 4 to 18 years old that represent children's bones.
Yeah.
Right. And then we can use it for our computer models.
Okay.
So is that so that going forwards you can hopefully help these children to find movements that will cause them less pain?
So we can assess earlier.
Yeah.
So from 2 years old, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can give them what they need. So it could be a rehabilitation. It could be some special orthosis that they can have from 2 years old. So they can learn to walk normally from the beginning instead of waiting for them to be six and already have deformation. And so if you can help them to walk normally, then they have less deformation and then they're happy.
So when you
they
say
they can do more.
Exactly. When you say walk normally, is that normally in the sense of a way that would be more comfortable for the way their bodies are growing? Or is it normally in the sense of somebody who's completely able-bodied? Is that the kind of normal that you mean?
Like the kind of normal like any children.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's amazing.
It will never be exactly the same, but the closer you get, then the bones are more happy.
Because they're growing in the way that they should be growing.
Exactly.
Right, I see. Okay, that's so fascinating. So is all this research happening out of the University of Auckland, or are you having to travel around a little bit for it? Or
So we're getting a huge data set of CT scans from children to build our bone atlas. And this data set comes from the Victorian Institute for Forensic Medicine in Australia, Melbourne. So I have a collaboration with them, and I'm going to go to Melbourne to get this unique data set of 200 children CT scan.
Wow.
Yeah, very big. And then coming back here, and then I'm going to develop with some students all the tools that we need.
And how did you get into this kind of research? What led you into cerebral palsy research?
At the beginning, I was a mechanical engineer, you know, plane and cars.
Wow.
It wasn't really exciting. Pretty boring. And then I got a course on biomechanics. And it's like mechanical engineering applied to the human body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can do so many things.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I went into cerebral palsy once I first got to Auckland, because someone told me, well, we have this need. Clinicians said, we have this problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you help us? And that's how we started to build up this collaboration and doing some research.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat to us about it. Julie Schwan, which is doing fantastic research into cerebral palsy as part of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. Thanks for popping up this morning as well and chatting to us about that.
Thank you very much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.